say everything can be replaced. Every distance is not near. And I remember every face of every man that brought me here. I see my light come shining from the west to the east. Any day now, any day how, I shall be released. I see my light come shining from the west to the east. Any day now, any day how, I shall be released. Every man needs a protection. They say every man must fall. Yet I swear I see my reflection someplace so high above this wall.
Welcome, welcome, Shambra. A big heartfelt welcome, Shambra, and give a very heartfelt welcome to Jeffrey and Linda.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. You guys are amazing. You're amazing. Woo! Thank you. You guys are amazing. Chambra. Chambra. Wow. Wow.
We need to do this show here every month.
Gosh.
Like, wow.
Thank you. Please be seated. Please be seated. Thank you so much. Oh, man. Oh, man. This is why I came to the planet. I mean,
did I get a shot of this audience? I hope everybody all over gets to see what passion shows up here. Wow.
You're amazing. In every way, you are amazing. Thank you so much for the beautiful welcome. I got to kind of try to catch my breath here. It feels so good to be here with each and every one of you, with all of you who are online today watching. All of the entities who are here, it's just, I mean, we could just stop right now, go drink wine the rest of the afternoon.
No. Yeah, they got a little more on their mind for today, just a little more.
But I've got slides. Oh, do I have slides?
Oh, no. So, Jeffrey slides, eh?
Anyway, it's so good to be back here for our second European Shoud webcast. We did it last year right here, of course. I know quite a few of you were here last year. You're here with us again. We kind of extended it this year, turning it into three sessions, so we'll have a really good day. And before I go any further, I also want to acknowledge, without going through all the names, but the tremendous staff and technical crew that's here. There's about 26 people. I'm going to ask all the staff and technical crew to stand up for a moment and please be acknowledged.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Seen and unseen. Thank you. Thank you.
And also to our staff back in Colorado, it's about 5 o'clock in the morning, and I know they're all up watching right now, so thank you, staff in Colorado. When Linda and I started doing this back in 1999, we never planned for it. We never really knew what it would turn into, really didn't care. It was a small thing we did out of the living room in our house. We loved the energy of Tobias, so we were kind of selfish, just wanting to bring Tobias in. And then it grew and grew and grew to the point where we're here, and Crimson Circle is amazing...
Somebody put it on the internet, and it went viral. And now here you are.
Could not have imagined how our lives would have changed going from the business world to the real world. Going from what we were doing on an everyday kind of a work basis to now truly being in our passion. And this is our passion. We love doing it. We love being with each and every one of you. When we're out traveling and we can give you a hug and share a laugh and have a good meal with you. That's the best of the best. So we got to have a couple of announcements as we get going. Linda and I have been on the road for about a month. We're now running out of deodorant and soap. We need haircuts and our own bed. But
it's one of the biggest, best trips. Everything is just so incredible. It's one of those things where I don't even know what to say because without making sound like the same old stupid words, but it has been phenomenal. And the audiences and, you know, Adamus has stepped up his game because he says what he does is a reflection of you. So I'm in awe of the fact that the material he's sharing with everyone, it's a reflection of you, and it is beyond what I would have ever imagined. And so thank you, because your energy is absolutely a part of it, and you know this.
Thank you. We started in Norway a little while back. Actually, we left the day after the last shoud. That gives you an idea how long we've been gone. And what a great gathering in Norway. We had about 80 Chambra, mostly from Scandinavian Europe, but others came from a long way away.
And
it was the first simple master. Of course, we have no idea what to expect. We rarely get information from the entities about what we're going to be doing. But the simple master took things even to a new level. It was very clear.
I was a little worried about the name. It's like, simple, huh? Okay.
Simple.
Yeah, a little worried about the name. And it's always fun because, you know, Jeff will tell you that, you know, I watch him, I'm seeing him, and he gets kind of jazzed up and kind of intense. And sometimes Adamus tells him what he's going to do, and that kind of calms him down. But it usually has nothing to do with what he actually does.
Yeah, tells me one thing, does something else. It was a great gathering in Norway. How many here were at the Norway gathering?
Yaimo.
Oh,
wow.
Quite a few.
Yes.
Good, yes. Good. It was three of truly amazing days. Kind of, I would say, the next round of material for Chambra, for Crimson Circle, it was like he launched it there and really took it to another level.
Well, and another little comment was that group was required to take SES. And we absolutely are seeing a difference because it feels like the material can go out further and faster because everyone's energy is so much more balanced within themselves that this appears to be a real effect. And this audience, I checked the list, naughty, but I did. Over 80% of this group has taken SES.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah.
So, wow.
The ones clapping were the 20% that didn't.
I'm just saying.
From Norway, we went on to Denmark, to Middelfort, Denmark, where it just happened to be Christ Middelfort weekend celebration.
Christi Himmelfart.
So we were in Middelfart on Himmelfart, and Linda was like a small child in a candy store. It was being able to play on the farts for a day and have permission to do it. Glad that's over with. Glad we're here.
You know, you can only be young once, but you can always be immature.
That's true.
And my sense of humor is very immature. Thank you. Thank you.
We did a threshold gathering there, and every time we do threshold, it's different. I would say 50% of the material was different. We end up kind of getting to the same place, but it keeps evolving, and that's such an important part of the work that we're all doing. It just keeps evolving. And Adamus says, as Linda mentioned, says it does because we're ready for it. We're ready for those next steps. And he'll ask us every once in a while, Adamus will say, you sure you don't want us to slow down? You sure you don't want us just to take a little pause here for, you know, 6 months or a year, and we'll just do some, you know, meditations or whatever? And, of course, the resounding reply from Chambra is, hell no, bring it on, give me more. This is easy, yeah. And, of course, we all know in between these things, there's some tough days in there. There's some tough days. But
you still got to deal with the rest of the world, for God's sake.
There you go.
I mean, it's just nuts some days. And I have to say that I could just go back and just really find that way to say, and
I'm going to go away from everybody for a little bit. We're dealing with all sorts of issues, staying embodied. That's not something the other masters have done. They left pretty quick after enlightenment. But we're choosing to stay in our bodies, even though some days the bodies ache, and some days the bodies get sick, some days the bodies do weird things, don't get enough sleep, can't get enough sleep. So we're having to deal with that whole issue, plus the whole transformation that's going on in the mind. When there's so much that's changing up here, I've learned that I can't even try to hold on anymore. to what I thought I knew. I can't hold on to the things that used to rescue me or, you know, keep me in my balance. I find that it's not even worth it anymore, and that's the biggest blessing of all. I'm letting go, as I know so many of you are.
You're a Virgo letting go.
Wow. That was my Sagittarius talking. Just a minute. You want to hear the Virgo? No, control everything, time, everything. Virgo's like, get back to your notes here. This isn't even on your notes. So, and then, of course, after Denmark, we're here for our second year in a row, and we've already told the staff back in Colorado that we'd love to do this at least once a year, come to Europe and do a live shout from here, a big gathering. Yeah.
Woo! Woo! Ow! Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Actually, I thought the staff would be, like, rolling their eyeballs, but they were clapping, too, going, yes, get them out of town, get them on the road. Sorry, but I can hear. Anyway, we have almost 300 Shambra here. We had a wait list of over 175, so it's really amazing when we can get together and have these couple of days. It's so everything. We are filming this so others can. Today is they'll be able to access it free of charge online. We're filming tomorrow also. If you remember last year, we had the Four Masters in Munich on the second day. By the way, that was very unexpected.
Where's Blavatsky?
It wasn't like that.
It was worse.
It was one of those cases where I was happy that I had no heads-up advance warning from Adamus. He told me literally that morning in the shower, oh, by the way, be prepared to channel some other entities today. And he actually did tell me that Tobias would be coming through because he knew it would be so overwhelming if I didn't know. But I really didn't know about the Blavatsky thing. I loved it. I thought it was amazing. And Linda, to this day, is still, she'd say, it's just like my grandmother. It's like, you know. But that was a lot of fun. Tomorrow we have, I don't want to say too much about it. We have a very special treat, a very interesting, big surprise. So you'll find out more tomorrow. Nice surprise, yeah. You'll find out more about that tomorrow.
Okay.
Just a few logistics notes. We'll be taking breaks. Each coffee break will be 30 minutes. Gives you plenty of time to use the toilet, get a coffee, get a beer, whatever. There is a cafe right here in the building. And I believe they're open the full time that we're open here. Good food, something to drink, it's good. And also there are restaurants and grocery stores around. Grocery stores are open today, but not tomorrow. So if you need supplies or protein bars, anything like that, get a lunch for tomorrow, make sure to go today.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I forgot to mention, we have an amazing group here, almost 300 from how many countries?
24 countries.
Wow, wow.
Is that impressive? That just makes, goosebumps. So, just to kind of acknowledge everyone's energy and just kind of celebrate all of us, we're going to read off the country, and when your country name is called off, would you just kindly stand so people can see you, because this is kind of fun to go through always. Is that okay?
Okay.
So, country number one, Austria. Let's see how many.
Austria.
I think quite a few.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. A few Austrians.
Austria.
Yeah, a few. Okay, then we go to the extreme. Australia.
Oh. Wow.
Holy smoke. Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
Australia.
Belgium.
Where is Belgium?
Belgium. Brazil.
Brazil.
Oh,
wow, wow.
Yes. Switzerland.
Wow. A lot of Swiss.
Very nice. Okay, now don't be overwhelmed. Germany.
Whoa. Wow.
Very nice. Very nice. Well represented. Denmark.
Denmark.
Yeah.
Great Danes.
The great and crazy Danes. Spain. Spain.
Spain.
There we go.
A couple.
Finland.
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 Wow.
Very good. Very good. France. Yes. Wonderful.
Wow, France.
Wow. Oh, that's a big France group. Whoa. United Kingdom.
UK. UK.
Hungary. Hungary is the
Hungary.
Country. There we go. There we go. Yay. Israel. Yes.
Israel.
There
wow.
Go. Welcome. Italy.
Italy.
Yes. There we go. Netherlands. Yeah. Yes.
Good.
Norway.
Norway, yeah.
Wonderful. Poland.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. Portugal.
Portugal,
yeah,
way in
there
the back.
There we go. Romania.
Romania.
Romania. There. Yes. Russia.
Russia.
Yes. There we go. Slovenia.
All right.
Yes.
Slovenia.
Sweden. That was a
no,
joke.
No, don't even
that
stand up
joke.
And look. The poor camera guys are going, where's Sweden? Yeah, yeah.
It was a joke. Okay. Thailand.
Thailand.
Yes. Okay. There,
Teresa,
there
right here. Hi, Teresa.
Ukraine. Welcome.
Ukraine.
Yes. And the United States. There's a few of us.
United States. Yeah.
Okay. There we go. That's it.
That's it. Great.
That's it.
All right. So very, very...
international.
International. Very international. And I think the I don't know, who would get the award for coming the furthest? Brazil or Thailand? Australia maybe? We'll look tonight on Google.
Probably
we'll check
Australia.
That out. Speaking of Google, would you please make sure to turn off your handies, your mobile phones? Please turn them off. Adamus doesn't like them so much, and he will try to take it away from you if it's on.
This is my warning. If you screw up and he figures this out, it's your phone, get out of the room fast. Do not
hand it to him. Run.
Do not.
Also, please make sure to wear your name badges anytime you're coming into the room.
It's your ticket.
It's your ticket. And also lets others know who you are, where you're from. And it's also good for Linda and I because we remember faces very well. Sometimes we don't remember names, and it just helps us to get familiar again.
Well, and sometimes, like, you guys are so such big travelers that somebody will come up and they literally say, hey, it's me. You know, I live in Germany, but I came and saw you in Denmark and then British Columbia. And
in 2004.
Like, in 2004.
Yeah.
I swear, we remember your face, but all that other stuff gets a little...
So please do wear your name badges. Also, tonight at 8 o'clock, right back here, is the... first international, worldwide, universal presentation from the Royal Chambre Theater Company on this stage tonight. Go ahead and stand up if you're with Royal Chambre Theater Company. They're already getting ready. It's 8 o'clock right here. You can buy tickets at the door. How much are the tickets?
€10.
Oh. It should be 100, but they're doing it for 10, so what a deal. Donations are welcome. Thank you.
That was good.
Yeah. So right here at 8 o'clock, I believe it's about an hour and a half or something like that. Yeah, yeah. So that'll be fun. Adamus will be there with
you. Are
you kind of high? Ah, hi. Jeez. I mean, really. Whoa, on the energy. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, tomorrow, we're back here at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, right back here for a full day, a wonderful day. We'll finish at about 5 o'clock, I believe. We have four sessions. We'll be taking a hour and 15-minute lunch break, just so you know, if you're going to be going out to lunch, you've got an hour and 15 minutes, and we'll have a great day. It'll be incredible, I'm sure. There are no saved seats from one day to the next. Yeah, so make sure to get here early if you want to seat up front, but no saved seats from day one to day two, please.
You are so tough.
I know, I know.
Okay.
And last announcement, please, if you would, honor and respect our camera operators off to the side. We're running this camera on this side back and forth, so we have a lane closed off, so David can run that camera back and forth.
He's good.
Yeah, so please, and try not to, even at the breaks, walk in that area that's marked off over there. Camera over here, please don't bump into it or put your chair up there or anything else.
Or try to walk below it, but this camera in particular is also helping to get audience shots because, as you know, Adamus can't sit still. He
yeah.
has to interact with you. So we're going to have this set up so that that's clearly covered.
So I think it's time to bring in Adamus to really get things rolling. We're going to have the beautiful music of Johan bringing us in. Very special thanks once again to Gerhard and Nat and Amir for everything they do for being part of this. So, guys, we love you. We love you.
So with that, I'd like to invite each of us to just breathe in the incredible sweet energy of this audience. It is such an honor for us to be together with you and to feel this energy and this commitment that each of us has to our consciousness. So I invite you, as Adamus is preparing Jeffrey, so take that good deep breath, deep into you, deep into your heart. Breathe deeply with feeling and allowing. Allow the breath to expand within and expand out. With each breath, open your senses, each of us, breathing and feeling as the master. Take the good deep breath, each of us, in this now moment, breathing in, I am here. I am present. And as we breathe, this expanded conscious breath, the music is playing. I invite each of us to hear it and to expand into it. Breathe. Feel and hear with all that you are. Breathe. Thank you.
I am that I am. Adamus and Saint Germain. Greetings, dear Chambra. Such a delight to be here with you. Greetings. Thank you, dear Yoham. Thank you. The energy in this room has changed tremendously just in the past 24 hours. Yesterday, when they were setting up the equipment, when the staff was working hard preparing for you, to greet you and welcome you, the energy in here was rather dark, and now it's lighter as we turn up the lights. The energy was heavy in here. It was almost like a portal, like a suction in here, because all of the energies that were in here from the past, from other groups, from other times, were being moved out to make room for you. You can imagine what that felt like for those who were setting up in here, being right in the middle of a huge energy cleansing. And not only that, but the entities that were coming in to set up for you, including myself. We had to set it up at a higher vibration level. A higher level, otherwise we were going to run into problems with the technical equipment. Other vibrations adjustments so that it didn't cause problems with the building structure or hopefully not with the residents that live close by. But there was a tremendous shift. And you know, shifts aren't always so easy. Did you know that? Yeah. Shifts are sometimes very, very difficult to go through. But when they're done, when everything is in place, when everything is ready now for you, it creates such an amazing new energy. And then you came in. Then you walked in today. You filled this room with consciousness. You filled this room with you, with the I am here. Such a delight to be here with all of you. You fill the room with yourself, and this room will probably never be the same. I'm going to break the rules, because the rules are not mine. I'm walking in the no-walk zone. But I'm being informed by those in the back, the rules are yours. No walk. So, dear Chambram, we are here, and let's begin by inviting all of the other Chambra, all of the Chambra all around the world and all of the countries to join us here. Let's take a deep breath and welcome all of them. So many are watching in or will watch this later. So many of them have been anticipating this day, wanting to be here in person, but not being able to. So let's welcome them in. Take a good deep breath, an invitation to all Chambra. And then let's welcome in, we have plenty of room here. Let's welcome in all of those who are going from awakening or are in awakening right now and on their way to their mastery. The ones who may find Crimson Circle in the years to come, the ones who may find your footprints in this beautiful, beautiful story of embodied enlightenment. The ones right now who are going through what you went through a number of years ago into awakening. Oh, awakening. So beautiful. You know, I'll talk about it a little bit in these next few days, but in awakening, there's no real date that's set, not even a particular lifetime that's designated for most as their awakening. It kind of happens. They go through awakening. Oh, remember the changes that you went through. Remember in one moment the beauty and the joy of awakening. The feeling that you've discovered something so precious, something perhaps nobody else has known, but the awakening, there is more to it than just the standard human life. Awakening, when you realize that you're going to be getting off of this merry-go-round, this lifetime after lifetime of living human life's awakening. Now it's time for fulfillment. There's really no date, you could say, set for awakening. And there's really not a date set when you first come through awakening. You're now on your way to mastery. You've gone through the fun part of awakening. Now you're on the part where everything is being taken away, everything ripped apart, all the confusion, all the internal changes. There's really no date set on that, and that's kind of troubling, because you wonder, how long is this going to last? How long is it going to take? Is it going to be really in this lifetime? You hear me saying that, but you wonder, is it really going to happen? You wonder if you're doing the right things, taking the right steps. You wonder if you're living the right kind of life. And I keep telling you, dear Shambra, stop all the effort, stop all the trying. You're committed. You've committed to yourself for embodied enlightenment. But yet you doubt it. You wonder about it. You stress a lot about it and almost intentionally get distracted. And then you come to the point where there's almost nothing left. There's almost no gas in the tank, so to speak. There's no nothing left. And you finally remember those words that I've been saying, stop trying. There's no effort in enlightenment. It's allowing. There's no effort. And when that happens, my friends, when you stop trying, then the date is set. Not to the exact second, minute, or hour, but let's say to about a week. The date is set. When you stop trying and efforting and distorting and manipulating and worrying and wondering, that date for embodied enlightenment is set. When you take a deep breath and you allow, it becomes so. That's it. From that moment up until the time of your embodied realization, just enjoy. Have fun. Follow your heart, your knowingness. Do the things you've always wanted to do. But stop worrying about, are you doing it right? And when will it come? Some of you here, some of you watching in right now, you're still working very hard at it. You're still trying and efforting and thinking there's some magic solution to it. You come to the point where you let that go out of exhaustion, out of frustration, out of sheer mental chaos. You let that go. You take a deep breath and allow, and then the date becomes so. Now, please don't ask me what that date is. Don't even ask yourself what that date is, because it doesn't matter. But know that that date is there. Know that it is already there. And now it's just for you to go through that experience. Go through that living of life. And then you'll be there. What happens after that? We'll talk a little bit in these next few days. But take a look at yourself right now, your own spiritual journey, your path. Are you still working at it? Are you still trying? Are you still trying to figure it out? Is it a formula? Is it an elusive secret that you'll only get by having certain behaviors, by having certain diets, by having certain thoughts? If so, the date is not set. But if you take a deep breath and trust so fully in you and only you, in the I am of you, you take that deep breath, you stop trying, then the date is set. What a huge relief. What a huge relief. It's there. Now, just enjoy. Many of you are at that point where you've stopped trying, and maybe you feel even a little bad about it. You have nothing left. You don't know which way to turn or which way to go. You just stop trying. And that's actually a good thing. If you're still working at it, just take a deep breath right now and let go. do not have to work at enlightenment. I've said from nearly the beginning when I started being with you, enlightenment is natural. It's natural. It's not something that the human or the human mind is manufacturing or has to assemble or has to effort at. It's natural. So let's all take a good deep breath and just allow. Yeah. So let's invite all the Shambhara who are watching in, all of those who are going from their awakening into those difficult, difficult but beautiful times of coming to their mastery. Let's take a deep breath and also invite in 1,590 embodied masters, ascended masters who've come back to earth, like Tobias and many others who have come. Many of them right now just 7, 8 years old, just young ones, but who are coming into a world at a very interesting time, coming into a world not to save it, but rather to enjoy a lifetime that they may not have done in their past lifetime, to enjoy life, but also coming in to connect this thing called consciousness, to connect it with each and every one of you. So let's take a deep breath right now and welcome in all of the embodied masters, the 1,590 who came back, incarnated into the physical body. Let's welcome them in as well. And the room gets very full. You're in the midst of a dream right now. We're truly in the midst of a dream. It is a dream that you've had, a dream that I had, going all the way back to Atlantis. That's the Atlantean dream. There's part of you right now that is in the temples of Tien. Part of you right now that is dreaming of a time when you would come to Earth, a time in the far, far future, but where you would come to Earth when everything was ready to receive you. Dreaming in the Atlantean times where you would finally be inviting, bringing, and holding your divinity into your body and staying, at least for a while. In the temples of Tien in Atlantis, we went into kind of an altered state, just a half a breath away from that dimension at the time. Together we went into an altered state and imagined through, I guess, what you would call a projection, like similar to astral projection. But we traveled forth in that time from Atlantis all the way to here. And we felt, we saw, we sensed at a very deep level that time when you, when the rest would come back for the embodiment. So you're in the midst of a dream right now. You're dreaming in the temples of Tien and Atlantis. You're dreaming, you're projecting into the future, into that time of enlightenment. It seems so, so very far away at the time, so very far away. But now you're here. You made it. I am here. You are here. It's the Atlantean dream fulfilled. It hasn't always been easy. There's been many, many challenging lifetimes, this lifetime being one of them. It wasn't easy having this dream within you when others didn't share it. It wasn't easy coming into this lifetime knowing that it was the time for that dream to come true when others would ridicule you, when others would laugh at you, when others would accuse you of being crazy, but you're here. It's the Atlantean dream. There were a lot more that started on this Atlantean dream that didn't make it this far. Some of them dropped out in past lives, distractions, playing with the darkness, getting very caught up in the mass consciousness, forgetting that dream, even though it's still within them, but forgetting them. Others were in the temples of Tien with us with the Atlantean dream, but aren't here with us today. whether in person or watching in online, because in this lifetime, they found it too difficult to continue on. They left. They walked out. There were some, too, that reached that point of enlightenment, some Shambra over these last few years in particular, that reached that point of enlightenment. But when they did, it was so compelling, so beautifully seductive to leave the body, to go to the other side, to let go of the physical. Many Shambra have left. You can see it on the pages of your website. You can, and there's many, many others as well, but some just didn't make it. There are many, many in the temples of Tien that have been in this lifetime on the spiritual journey, but just have gotten very, very distracted. The journey can be distracting, oh, terribly distracting, particularly when the human self, the human needs are screaming out for what it wants and overshadowing the true I am, the spirit within. But you made it. You're here. You made it. Through your perseverance, yes. Through your determination, absolutely. But through following your knowingness, following your heart. Even in some of the most difficult times when you did want to give up on all of this, you felt back to that dream, the Atlantean dream. And that's why we're here. And once you take that final step and let go of all the trying and the working hard at spirituality and working hard at your journey, when you just let go, that date is actually set. And from that point forward on, it's just a matter of enjoying life. How do you do that? That's why we're here these few days to talk about it. Let's take a deep breath and invite Yoham up and let's have a beautiful mirab remembering the dream. It is just as though the dream is occurring right now, back in Atlantis, a long, long, long time ago. There's you back in the temples. All of us shifted just a half a dimension off so that we could set ourselves free, so that we could project ourselves into the future, into the time of embodied enlightenment. The dream, the desire to be here on this planet, to be one with our divinity, was so deep and so intense. And you never, ever, ever let it be forgotten. That dream to bring true divinity to this planet, so that it wasn't just in your altered state, so it wasn't just in another realm, but to actually bring it to this planet. It was so deep, so true, so passionate that you made it. You're here. This is it, my dear friends. You're here. And I know at times your mind may doubt. You may wonder if it's just a fool's paradise. You may wonder if it's just the wanderings of a crazy mind, but it's not at all. Well, it's not just me saying that. You already know it. It was the dream to live in physical form and yet to bring in the I am. Bring in the true body of consciousness. The dream goes so far back to the times of Atlantis. And it's finally here. Not tomorrow, not next year, not next lifetime. It's here. And And what brought you here was remembering the Atlantean dream, a time of consciousness on earth, a time of true transcendence, a time of fulfillment, and a time where you would walk on earth as a true master, a true realized being. When you'd walk on earth, still in the physical, but in the and of enlightenment. In the Atlantean dream, you saw the tears that you would endure to get here. You saw the hardships. In the Atlantean dream, you knew there would be distractions, relationships in particular, families. You knew there would be distractions, but in the dream, you saw how you finally got there. You finally got to that point. You're in the midst of a dream right now. The Atlantean dream. Dreaming about it. As the Atlantean in the temples of Tian, but you're also in the dream of it being so very real with you right now. Coming to completion. Here we are. Take a good deep breath, and as my dear friend Tobias said, give thanks to yourself. Give thanks to you. You're awful hard on yourself at times, but in this moment, would you just take a breath and give thanks to yourself? In the Atlantean dream, you saw how there would be difficult and dark days, days where you got so very confused and lost. But in that dream, you gently brought yourself back each time. In that dream, you came to yourself, the human who was going through the difficulties. You came in your own dream and said, "Dear one, angel that you are, follow your heart, follow the dream. You can't fail if you do, just follow your heart." Thing to do is stop trying. If you haven't already, the very last thing to do is stop working at it. I know it seems strange you've come this far. You're pushing in that last kilometer, that last mile, but this is the one time where you take a deep breath and now let the wings of your dreams carry you the rest of the way. Stop trying. Stop working at it. And please let the wings of your dream carry you the rest of the way into embodied enlightenment. It's an ancient dream, an ancient dream. And it's here right now. Let's take a deep breath and now just let the wings of the dream carry you into realization. It's that easy. Let's take a deep breath together. In this beautiful gathering, in this room filled with Shambhra, filled with those would come through their awakening into their mastery, and room filled with the other embodied masters who are walking on the planet right now. Let's take a deep breath. With that, I am. That I am. I am Adamus. Thank you.
Stay with that good deep breath. Allow this sweet experience with Yoham and Adamus to be with you. And with that, this is a time now we have a break. Take care of you. Take the good deep breath. Maybe go outside and breathe in this beautiful day. But be back here at 2:30 for the next segment. Thank you. Thank you.